again with a little strength for today and a little hope for tomorrow. We're going to be looking at Psalm chapter 23, six little verses, but they're tremendous. Have your Bible ready. In order to properly study Psalm chapter 23, we need to look at Psalm 22 and Psalm 24, all three chapters together. We're not going to do that today, but just by way of information, Psalm 22 has to do with the death of Christ for sinners. Psalm 24 has to do with the end of the age, when the Lord shall come for those of us who know him as Savior. And in between, we have Psalm chapter 23, which deals not with the sweet by and by, but with the sour now and now. Sweet is something that's pleasant to the taste, sour, not so good. And much of life today is sour, but as we look at this portion of Scripture here concerning now, the psalmist wrote here, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." First of all, verse number 1 says he is my shepherd. It's very personal. He is your shepherd. Then it says he leads us by green pastures. You don't have to eat any of those weeds. Leads us by the still waters. Sheep will not drink from running waters. The water has to be still. God says, "I'll take care of my sheep." Then verse number 3 talks about my walk. He says, "Yea, though I walk," and we do walk through this life, and with this life we have all kinds of trials and tribulations, but he's talking here, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? Because thou art with me. And he says that God is there to comfort him. And so in verse number 5, it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." He's before me when I face enemies. Boy, I've seen that over the years. And then in verse number 6, he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." There's no time, not during the hard times, not during the good times. There's no time when he isn't there. All the days of my life. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The thing to do is to come unto him. Listen to this message and song. Listen carefully to the words. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. All those who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet
near to the heart. heart of God.
A place where we our Savior meet.
Near to the heart of God.
O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. Speak, Lord, in the stillness, while I wait on Thee. Hushed my heart to listen in expectancy. Child fulfill. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. O those who wait before Thee, near to the
Back in 1903, there was a pastor who had a brother who had two little infant daughters, and what happened was they succumbed to diphtheria, both of them dying within 24 hours of each other. The double tragedy broke the heart of the pastor, and of course, the situation was made even more difficult by the fact that his brother's house had to be quarantined to prevent the spread of diphtheria. People were unable to go inside to express their condolences, and the family was not permitted to leave the house to attend funeral service. How could things get any worse? The pastor prayed to God to give him the right words to help his brother and his wife. Then he felt inspired to write this hymn, "There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest. Near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God." He taught the song to his choir at the church, and they stood outside his brother's house to sing it. The choir also sang it during the regular worship hour the following Sunday. It has been over 100 years since the pastor penned the words for this song, but people today find it comforting as they did back then. We too need a place of rest. We need a place of comfort. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. If you're facing some trying times today, and most people are, it would be good just to stop everything that you're doing right now. Stop. Sit down at the table there. Listen very carefully and make this song your prayer. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, all those who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet,
near to the heart of God,
a place where we our Savior meet,
near to the heart of God.
Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, all those who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Speak, Lord, in the stillness, while I wait on thee. Hushed my heart to listen in expectancy. Child fulfill, O Jesus, blessed Redeemer.